This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers by video conference Tuesday, thanking them for their support and pleading for more help. Zelensky asked leaders to help financially with the creation of an air shield for Ukraine, just one day after Russia hit his country with more than 80 missiles and as attacks continue. Following the virtual conference, the G7 leaders pledged in a statement that they will stand firmly with Ukraine for as long as it takes. Russia's deputy foreign minister said Tuesday Russia will respond to the West's growing involvement in Ukraine, though he acknowledged direct conflict with NATO is not in Moscow's interest. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the military alliance will go ahead with planned nuclear exercises next week. NATO's chief said Tuesday that it's important to do this despite rising tensions over the war in Ukraine and President Vladimir Putin's insistence that he is not bluffing about using all available means to defend Russian territory. Switching gears here, King Charles will be crowned May 6th at Westminster Abbey. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Buckingham Palace says the ceremony will embrace the past, but look to the future. Charles plans a slimmed-down monarchy, and there's speculation the coronation will be shorter and less extravagant than the three-hour ceremony that installed his mother, Queen Elizabeth, in 1953. British media say the guest list will be cut from 8,000 to 2,000. Charles will be crowned in a solemn religious ceremony. His wife, Camilla, the Queen Consort, will be crowned alongside him. I'm Mike Hempen.
For more on these and all the stories we're following today, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Jurors in the U.S. state of Connecticut deliberated for a second full day in the Alex Jones Newtown trial. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A Connecticut jury deliberated without reaching a verdict in its efforts to decide on how much conspiracy theorist Alex Jones should pay for spreading the lie that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was staged by crisis actors. 26 people died in the massacre. The panel asked to revisit the testimony of one plaintiff, William Sherlock, who lost his wife. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, were found liable for damages last year to 15 plaintiffs for broadcasting a conspiracy theory that no children died in the shooting and that the victims' relatives were part of an elaborate hoax. I'm Norman Hall.
Demand is soaring for children's books addressing violence and trauma. The APZ Donahue reports.
One book, I'm Not Scared, I'm Prepared, was reprinted several times to meet demand after the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
Oh, Donna's mad.
Jan Ellis James is an Emmy Award-winning Sesame Street writer, known by his stage name, William Electric Black. He's the author of the illustrated children's book, A Gun Is Not Fun. He wants to go beyond just the book.
Go in and do this, well, like a workshop. Six workshops about gun violence and gun violence awareness. I think I can change behavior.
Michelle Gay, whose seven-year-old daughter Josephine was killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, says she would like to see more books that help kids cope.
In a way that is psychologically safe, that is trauma-informed, that truly serves our kids in that it empowers them.
Some newer titles engage directly with real-world gun violence. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hundreds of mourners and families of victims from last week's massacre at a daycare center in northeastern Thailand have bid their farewells to loved ones who were cremated in rows of makeshift furnaces. 36 people, including 24 children, lost their lives last Thursday when a former policeman, who was fired from his job earlier this year for using drugs, barged into the daycare center in the town of Uthaisawan to shoot and stab children and their caregivers. The police sergeant then took his own life in the biggest mass killing by an individual in Thailand's history. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers by video conference Tuesday, thanking them for their support and pleading for more help. Zelensky asked leaders to help financially with the creation of an air shield for Ukraine. This just one day after Russia hit Ukraine with more than 80 missiles and as attacks continue. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts,